Welcome into the Johnny News Podcast. I'm your host, Jay Johnson. And today we're doing a special podcast because I guess the House of Representatives decided that they wanted to impeach President Trump, outgoing President Trump. And it just baffles my mind as a citizen as to why this is being done. Many will say, well, he's the leader of domestic terrorism. Domestic terrorism. So let me get this straight. The president keeps us safe and sound from foreign terrorists, but then he turns around and leads domestic terrorists. I'm confused. I'm just not understanding. I'm not connecting the dots. And I'm a pretty smart guy, but I'm just not connecting the dots. And I don't understand how any other American can sit here and call themselves dot connectors. I don't see the dots connecting. Now, you may sit here and say, oh, you're skewed because you are a Trumper. I'm not a Trumper. I am an individual who understands how politics work. And I can tell you right now, up close and personal, that all these politicians that we have in office, they don't understand half the shit that they're doing. I can assure you that. As someone that is involved in local politics, I can tell you right now that half these individuals who hold office, they don't know anything about the city or town or municipality that they're part of leading. It's not their fault. It's the people's fault. The people hold them unaccountable. There's no accountability because the people themselves don't know. You go by what you're told. I can tell you He-Man is getting ready to jump off the bridge, and your question would be where, when? This is what politics is about, smoke and mirrors. If President-elect Joe Biden won the election and is going to be inaugurated January 20th, then damn it, let it happen. Donald Trump, according to the Electoral College, lost the presidency. Let him go. I'll tell you this, and if you listen to the Johnny News Podcast, the people of Venezuela in 2002, July to be exact, around 1:30 in the morning, they had President Hugo Chavez resign. He's out. He said, one thing I ask, let me go to Cuba. And the dissident said, no way, you're going to stay here and you're going to stand trial. And it backfired on the dissidents. It backfired on the Congress that put the pressure, that felt the pressure from the dissidents and the money. And Hugo Chavez was back in power. Why? Because of the idealists out there who think they know it all, but they don't know anything. Let the man go. He lost. Let him go. Are we the leaders of the free world, or are we the followers of the so-called free world that really isn't free? Because I can tell you right now, if you've never been out of the country, you have no idea of how countries operate, especially third world countries. This is exactly how third world countries operate. They want to kill their outgoing leaders. They want to imprison their outgoing leaders. They want to send them into exile. You think I'm lying? Look at the Shah of Iran. Exile. Go back to Yasser Arafat, the leader of the Palestinians. Exiled. The former female prime minister of Pakistan. Exiled. Came back. I believe her name is Benazir Bhutto. Came back and she was killed because she gave Pervez Musharraf a run for his money for the presidency again. She gave the general a run for his money. Killed. After returning from exile. And the list goes on and on. When is enough enough? When do we get rid of politicians and instill or reinstall legislators? Because what we got right now, not just in Washington, but on the state level, on the local level, they're all tyrants. If you want to call one man a tyrant, you got to look at all of them. They're all tyrants. Look at this act that is occurring. How could you not look at that and say, well, that's tyranny right there. The man lost the election. Let him go. But I guess that's just not good enough. We want to say, oh, wait, you know what? We're going to treat them like the people of Iraq did when they captured Saddam Hussein in a spider hole outside of Tikrit. Or we're going to treat them like Muammar Gaddafi, how they dragged his body through the street bloody and put him on camera bloody. Is that what we want? We want the gladiator mob? Is that what we want? Is that what we have become? We have become the mob that calls for blood. It's not good enough. He lost the election. You want his blood. Instead of trying to unite the country, we're further dividing the country. What's going to happen? You just impeached this. You just impeached President Trump. I'm trying to figure out the word to use. That's why the pause. Because what the hell do you use now? I mean, are we so blind as citizens that they could tell us anything? I tell you what, this reminds me of a movie. James Bond, Tomorrow Never Dies. I believe that's the one. Where the billionaire TV guy, he was staged the murders and staged all of the news. He would stage murders. He would stage everything. All for ratings. And to show that he controlled the narrative. Well, one would have to wonder, who controls the narrative now? All summer long, go back. The media talked about insurrection, 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 insurrection. Well, you hear that word enough, and then you sit back and you say, well, what do they mean by this? Well, let me enlighten you on something. Insurrection was used during the reconstructive period of this country, after the abolishing of slavery. It was a tactic used by Southern Democrats to disrupt and regain control of Southern states. Now, I'm not here to attack Democrats on behalf of Republicans. I'm here to state the facts. And when you hear insurrection thrown out there a lot, you can't help but to wonder where the hell they're coming from with this. Well, this is exactly where they're coming from with this. You got people saying the Proud Boys, you got people saying Antifa, you got people saying this group, that group. Well, go back, people, research. See the behavior of the Reconstructive era. This is the exact behavior that's taken place, that took place then, and that is taking place now. It's amazing how history repeats itself. We are supposed to be better. We are supposed to be the leaders. And as I say, I am a proud American. I was born in this country, and I'll die in this country. But this crap that's going on in Washington, this isn't leadership. This isn't leadership. This isn't domestic terrorism, not from either side. This is a power vacuum. This is what is going on right now, a power vacuum. Not terrorism. I was listening to a station, I believe it was Fox News, and someone said, an analyst got on TV, and I can't remember his name, but it was on Fox and Friends. Matter of fact, it wasn't someone. I believe it was one of the anchors reading and saying that there was pipe bombs that was supposedly trying to be brought in. I mean, when does enough come into play? Every station is inciting. Insurrection is inciting domestic terrorism. I mean, wow. So you have no terrorists right now on the radar because collectively, our government has suppressed them. They've gone underground and they've gone silent. They've gone deep. So you really have no story to write. So you write the story and you generate the narrative of President Trump. He's a leader of domestic terrorism, white supremacy. Well, I'm a colored man, and I can tell you, ain't no white supremacist got in my face. I'm around white folks all the time. I'm around black folks all the time. But I guess it helps being 6'3 and pretty strong and pretty well damn trained to give people an eye, and I guess they just back the fuck up. But I haven't experienced it. I'm trying to see where all this is coming from. Where are we experiencing the white supremacy? During a Trump rally, everybody was playing the rally on TV and giving their analysis, in-depth in analysis of the rally, the early part of the day. Now, we clearly know that the rally was it was jam-packed. There was people on the ground who was posting videos, people sending videos. But if you go back and you look at the video footage that the news stations was playing, more cable news, a lot of the crowd was blurred out. I can tell you for a fact you can generate effects because we're a part of a news station. We can generate effects to make it appear however we want to make it appear. So it was funny how when guest speakers were speaking, the crowd just didn't look that big. It was sort of play it down that there's really no one there. And if you go back to the video footage, because it's all on YouTube and everywhere else, you'll see that it looked like there was just very few people in attendance during the speeches. In the background, you saw little dirt fields and grass. They were not bringing you the truth. So you have to sit back and ask yourself, tomorrow never dies. The effects that were used during the early portion of the rallies, amazing. It didn't even appear as if anyone was there. But when that shameful incursion occurred on the Capitol building, you saw all the cameras light up and show everybody. Show the world. Look at this angry mob. Look at them. They are ascending on the Capitol building. Look at this mob. Look at it. Look at these terrorists. Look at these Trumpers. I mean, people, wake the fuck up. Look at what's being done to us. This isn't about parties. This is about our country. This is about we the people. We the people are being manipulated. And if you don't believe that, then you're just as dumb as anybody else who believes that everything that the media puts out there is true. And I don't mean to disrespect anybody. And I'm not here to disrespect anyone. But the reality is, we're being played like dummies. The media has a lot to gain from this because their ratings are down. Because if you look at it, they don't make their money domestically. They make their money internationally. So we have not had any conflict or wars in 4 years. 4 years. Think of that. Think about that. 4 years, no wars. We had our conflicts that we were already previously engaged in. ISAF, OIF / ISIS. But there were no new conflicts on the horizon. When the last Striker Brigade pulled out of Iraq and rolled into Kuwait, that was it. There was little troops left in Iraq. You had a QRF in Kuwait, in Qatar, or Qatar. Think about it. there's really been nothing to do over the past 4 years except impeachment trials, investigation after investigation. Now domestic terrorism, because we don't have international terrorism to cover. But that was incited by our current president. He brought all this on. Well, here's what I'll say to the people. If one man brought all this on, why do we have governors? Why do we have mayors? Why do we have city council? Why do we have county commission? Why do we have state representatives? Why do we have U.S. representatives by way of Congress, Senate? Why? So one man is responsible for all of this. I just don't understand. Is it because he or she is the designated face of the place? I just don't get it. We have leaders at every level. Every level. So if one man is failing to do his job, but you live in a state that's governed by another, you live in a city that is governed by another, where does the failure lie? It lies with everyone. Collectively, everyone has failed the people. Not just one person, because we have elected officials on every tier of our government. How can we not see that? I clearly see it. When are the American people going to wake up and smell the coffee? Wake up from the bullshit. It doesn't make any sense to me. Ask yourself, what is the end game here? What are we learning from this? Where are we going? What is the end game? What do we achieve by impeaching a president that has already lost an election? What's the point? What is the purpose? What is the end game? Sometimes when you think the end game is what you want it to be, it's not. The bureaucrats of Washington, D.C., they need to be removed. They are the reason why the system is broken. They are the reason why the system has failed. I don't know no other way than to say, just let them go. Let them ride off into the sunset. But no, we got to impeach him. Well, McConnell says there's not going to be an emergency session. Senate don't get back to the 19th, day before the inauguration. But what is the end game? What do we accomplish in impeaching this president. What do we accomplish? That is the question. What do we look to gain from impeaching the president? On yesterday's podcast, we talked about how Californians are in a mix of recalling their governor, Gavin Newsom. Many will say, hey, the people recalled Trump in the elections. Well, if the people recalled Trump during the elections, then the people need to accept that there's defeat. Oh, he's inciting. He's insightful. He's incited insurrectic behavior. He's the reason why the U.S. angry mob ascended on the Capitol building, stormed the Capitol building. Well, tomorrow never dies. Is that what he did? Many of us have our own views. Many of us feel that's not the case. That wasn't the case. You can't speak your mind because you're going to argue. Because when a person's mind is made up, it's made up. Now, here at Johnny News, we try to be fair. In being fair, we want to bring you the facts. We want to bring you the talk. We encourage you to talk back. You can go to the Johnny News podcast and leave us a message. You can go to the Facebook page, Johnny News, and send us a message. You can go to our webpage and contact us, because we want to hear from you, the people. We're not here to disrespect. Are we all a little frustrated? We are a lot of frustrated. Not a little, a lot. Because these are very, very sad and challenging times. No. Not challenging. Fucked up times. I say to the American people, just open up your eyes. Take a look around. See what's going on. Don't make a decision based on parties. Don't vote because your family voted Republican, your family voted Democrat, your family vote independent. Vote because you mean it. That is the tool that you have been provided. Not social media platforms. That's just an additive. But as you can see, that additive has been taken away. So again, ask yourself, ask ourselves, what is the end game? What do we accomplish by impeaching a man that has 7 days left into his administration? 6.5. Is it worth it? What gratification do you get? It's a horrible day in America. From the 6th forward to date. It's a horrible day in America. How do we recover? Will we properly recover? And if so, when? What is the healing process? One would think the healing process would be when President Trump leaves office, bows out and ride into the sunset. But it doesn't seem like that's what people want. Think, people. Just think. No emotions. Frustration, yes, but no emotions. Because again, as I stated, I understand it. And I've seen this playbook before. Look up the playbook, people. Go back to the Reconstructive era. Go look at the Jim Crow laws, and you'll find it there. But the biggest thing is how the narrative went from Black Lives Matter to domestic terrorism. Where was domestic terrorism when hundreds of buildings were burning during BLM marches? Could it be that, hey, there were groups embedded to cause those problems? Absolutely. Could it be that people were embedded into the rallies of the six to disrupt behavior? Absolutely. Let's have an open dialogue with each other. Let's put everything into proper context. And in doing that, we will see a greater result. But wake up, people. Wake up, we, the American people, and rejoin the Constitution Republic. Think about it. Today's podcast, I just really felt that I needed to talk to you, the American people. It might be a little harsh, but sometimes we need a little tough love to get going. So, for the Johnny News Podcast, I'm your host, Jay Johnson, and I want to thank you for joining us on this short, this brief, this to the point episode. Hope to see you back here tomorrow. Same time, same place, same Johnny News channel. Good night.